All right, 1380 WPHM. I think a lot of Spartan fans are still in shock over the announcement this week by Mark D'Antonio that he is stepping down as coach of the Michigan State football team. Joining us right now, the voice of Michigan State basketball and certainly the pregame, postgame voice of Michigan State football. And I know he's close to Coach D'Antonio, Will Thiemann. And Will, good morning.
Well, Paul, how you doing on this Thursday morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, though?
Well, I'm probably like everybody else a little bit. I had a sense it was coming, but nonetheless, I'm sad and I'm happy at the same time because I'm sad that somebody that I really like so much and admire professionally and has taken us to a level that I didn't think possible is retiring. So that's ended. We've now come to an end of one of the great eras in history of Michigan State football, and maybe the greatest, because there's moments and times where there's been a few good years here or there, but if you look at the last, you know, especially the one decade, I mean, the success year after year after year after year at the highest level was amazing. We surely weren't a one-hit wonder on some of the things Coach D did, but you know, it's just really it's really something to come with the grips that he's retired. But at the end of the day, I think all of us in whatever profession we're in, we decide that there's only one way to do things. And in Coach D'Antonio's mind, the one way to do it was all in 100%. And he had hit the point in time when he didn't feel like he had enough energy left. But the other thing is, and I talked to him a little bit before our game with Penn State today, he officially announced his retirement. And you start doing the math on things, and you go, okay, I'm recruiting young people to play football for me, and let's say it's an offensive lineman. The odds are he'll be redshirted. That's a five-year player. He said, by the time this player is a senior, I'm going to be almost 70. Mm. And he just felt if he was going to go out and try to sell Michigan State and himself to a player, he didn't feel really right about the fact that he's saying to a young man, you know, I may be here just two more years or just one more year. And at the end of the day, when him and his wife, Becky, really took a look at it, it was just time and good for them. And I just, when it came out, what I did, Paul, I just had flashbacks of all the great moments.
That highlight reel was going off in your head, huh?
It was, and you know, and obviously he's had a lot of great quotes. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But the two that stick with me the most, and you would think it would be, you know, it's never over till it's over, and all those quotes about Michigan. But on his very first day, at his very first press conference, he was asked, Coach, how long is it going to take to get your guys in place to get this thing going? And the first thing he said was, I've got my guys. I mean, if you were part of the deal, you were part of the deal. And from day one, he embraced every player that was on that team. And then the other thing he said to everybody when he talked about winning championships and doing things at a high level, he said, why not us? And you kind of look around the room and you go, why not?
Yeah.
And so those two statements lived with me for his whole tenure. And of course, we had a chance to know him when he was an assistant coach before he came back. So having said all that, and I think back to, I personally, Paul, never thought I would live long enough for us to win a Big Ten championship in football.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a Cubs fan. It's never going to happen. And so when we finally got a piece of a championship and we did the incredible, we actually won a football game at Penn State. I mean, for those of us that have been around a while, I mean, that was a big emotional moment.
Yeah.
And so we're doing our little post game thing like we always do, and I lost it. The emotion of the moment just got me. And literally, Coach D kind of interviewed himself. I recollected, you know, my emotions. And so it was, and I always thought, wherever we went, we could win a game. I always thought we were in it. But think about what he accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
He won games at every venue in the Big Ten on the road. You know, he had more success against Ohio State than anybody in our conference during his tenure. Easily competing in the toughest division, I think, in college football, the Big Ten East. And it was just amazing what happened. And then you think about the people he developed, the players, and how he went about doing it. And I will tell people listening, the guy did have a sense of humor. I mean, you see him on the sidelines, and you go, well, he looks a little cranky. Well, he's working. But he has a sense of humor. There's a warmth to him. And when he talks about what's important, faith, family, football, he lives it.
Yeah.
And that's real. And then I reflect back to, you know, when he became the head football coach, our youngest wasn't very big. And now she is. And I look at his daughters, and they were in school, and now they're college graduates, and one's married, and they're out working. And, you know, all these things, you go, where did the time go?
You blink and and you miss it. It's amazing.
But I hope people take a moment to reflect about the great accomplishments. And I just think it's neat that he passed our way again a second time. And I just can't believe all the good stuff. So that's kind of where my head was.
Any thoughts on, and I know it's real soon, but I mean, you know, the other thing you got to think about is, well, who's next? Who's going to be the next head coach at Michigan State? Any thoughts?
No, I don't. I mean, it's the timing is a little off, I think, in terms of, you know, getting a new head coach and assembling a new staff. I don't know, Paul. It's going to be interesting because who knows? I mean, the odds are they'll go outside of the current staff to get a head coach, I'm guessing. And whomever that may be, they're going to have to leave a job they have, like right now. I mean, think about it. Today's National Signing Day, so the recruiting is probably officially done, per se, for the upcoming season. People are getting ready for spring football. That's just right around the corner. So I don't know where you go, but my guess is they have parameters. Obviously, I think one of the keys, you got to have a pretty good understanding of Midwest recruiting, have some ties there, and in knowing the Big Ten, per se. And so there'll be names floating around, but at the end of the day, I think one thing's going to have to happen. They're going to have to work really, really fast.
For sure. No doubt about it. Switch gears real quick and talk about the Michigan State basketball program. They need a win, don't they?
Yeah, that game against Penn State was a little rough.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, for the first time all year, we're not in first place. But going down to Michigan Saturday morning to play, you can always feel better if you beat Michigan, right? At least in our world. So you got a couple rival teams here that both can really use a win because they're having some struggles too. But it's been frustrating in some ways because the Wisconsin loss on the road, I mean, that's making a layup and you win that game. You know, at home against Penn State, it's a free throw. I mean, it's just been little bitty things that have kind of derailed some good efforts. But the other thing we're seeing, and the top of the Big Ten in basketball has always been kind of the same guys for the most part.
True.
MSU has always been up there.
Yep.
What has changed is the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take Rutgers for example. When they joined the league, I wanted to play them five times. That was five wins.
You know,
let's play Rutgers every day. And now you're going, thank God we don't have to go there. Penn State is really good. They're a top 25 team, and they have veterans. I mean, we're a really young team, except for two guys. We need to cut through all of it. But Penn State is bringing a lot of guys that have been there a while, and it shows. You can't coach experience. You just got to get it. And so what's happened is, obviously, everybody wants to be Michigan State because Tom Izzo has established the gold standard, no question. And so if you can somehow get by Michigan State, you've accomplished something. And we get everybody's best shot, and that's a compliment. But this league is so darn good right now, Paul.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we lost three games last year in a row and still got a piece of a regular season title and won the postseason. So I don't think this thing is over by any stretch because we got nine more to go, I think, in the conference. But at the end of the day, you got to start stringing some wins together. And why not start with a win Saturday?
Certainly had some intrigue to this game coming up Saturday. It's a noon tip-off in Ann Arbor. Michigan State takes on Michigan. We'll be listening, Will. It should be a fantastic game.
I hope so, Paul, because here's what I know. The broadcasts always sound better when we win.
Those are a lot more fun to do, aren't they?
They sure are. It sound better. It's a better story.
we'll be tuned in on Saturday. We'll always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Will Thiemann, he is the voice of the Michigan State Spartan basketball broadcast here on WPHM. Noon Saturday, Michigan State takes on Michigan in Ann Arbor. You can listen to it right here on 1380.